It is time now for the Trader Bills Fish Report, brought to you by Trader Bills. And joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, this is a far cry from what we experienced yesterday, even though it is cold today, but the sunshine is out. What is that going to do to our deer hunters?
Well, it's going to make them shiver, for quite honestly. You know as well as I do that, boy, I'll tell you what, it was cool this morning. Tomorrow morning is even going to be cooler. Two things happen whenever you get this kind of temperature in deer hunting. Number one, it makes them burn more energy, which makes them want to get out and eat more. It requires food to keep warm, to burn energy, and that's what these deer are going to do. There is a bunker crop of white oak acorns on the ground right now. Everywhere I've gone here lately, I've seen them finally on the ground. And they're not rotted yet, so they're going to have them probably for another week. Number two, they're going to be on that corn like crazy if there are no acorns in the area, because they've got to have sugar, they got to have food. And then, of course, it being a full moon, I mean, that's going to make all the crazy deer come out, all the bucks chasing the does. So you've got kind of a trifecta of perfect conditions to go deer hunting.
Well, I tell you, you mentioned the acorns. I swear, I walk across my yard, it sounds like a popcorn popper. But on top of that, the 19 jillion hickory nuts. Now, I don't know, you can almost break a leg walking across there hitting those things. Do deer ever eat those things?
I don't think so. I really don't think that that's part of their food chain. Now, I will say this, those little purple berries that are on those bushes in the woods, they love those things. And that's the one thing that you're going to have to pay attention to, too, because all the forage in the woods that these deer are eating are starting to disappear. But if you can find one of those bushes with the little purple berries on them, oh, they love them, too.
All right. When I crossed the airport road bridge going over Lake Hamilton, you look out across that lake, and I know you live on the lake, you could see it a whole lot better than I, but the way the fog was coming off of that water, I don't know if it looked mysterious or inviting to go fishing.
Yeah, a lot of people have said the same thing. You know, it's really going to cool off the creeks really, really fast. You're going to see the backs of these creeks change drastically fast. You're going to have to really take an ink pen and X out the back third, because I think that water coming in is going to be so cold that the fish are going to move more toward the middle part of the creek. The shad are going to migrate toward the middle part of the creek and toward the mouth where the warmer water is. The backs of these creeks are really going to turn really cold really quick. And so that's going to help you as a fisherman disregard the very, very back tail end of them. Now, that's only for today and tomorrow and maybe the next day, because after that, the highs are back in the 60s, low of 30. The rest of the week shows to be that deal. So this is a very short-lived cold front that's coming through. I mean, it's going to be regular November temperatures after tomorrow.
Well, I know one thing. I checked the lake levels this morning, and there's been quite a bit of water come back into our lakes. I was on Greason, what, about 3 weeks ago, and it was 12 feet down. This morning, it's only 9.84 down. DeGray is only 7.97 down, and Ouachita, 6.93. So there's been some water come in, and I would assume it might be just a little warm.
Yeah, it was until this morning, and it was until tomorrow morning. You know, tomorrow morning in the mid-teens, that's going to cool that water coming in awful fast. You know, if we would have had 30-degree night last night or even, you know, 35s, I don't think it would be as detrimental as, but when you get down in the teens, that's a different creature.
Yeah. Well, you got any reports?
You know, deer season in full swing, that's what everyone's talking about. A lot of good deer been killed, a lot of good pictures been sent. It's been the peak of rut pretty much in Garland County. You got a full moon, you got all that food out there in the woods still being eaten. A lot of big bucks have been killed, and it's just a great deer season so far.
I sent you the picture of one my grandson killed.
Yeah, congratulations to you on that. That was a great deer.
Not bad for the first time out.
That's right.
Do you count the little short tines?
Well, if you're an eight-year-old, absolutely every single one of them.
Eight-pointer.
But yeah, but if you're scoring it, they don't count anything below the eye guards. So anything above the eye guards that is an inch long, that's considered a countable point. If it's below the eye guards or if it is shorter than an inch, then typically it's not.
Well, first deer out, it's an eight-pointer.
That's right. Heck, as far as that's concerned, tell them it's a 12.
There you go. There you go. What's going on at Trader Bills?
big selection of deer hunting stuff out there. We got a ammo shipment in, got restocked on a bunch of bullets. We got a huge selection of clothing. Guys, if you want to keep warm, we've got bibs, coveralls, all different types of boots, warmers of all different types and styles, gloves, hoods, hats, anything to keep warm, please stop by.
Goodbye, Trader Bells, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, 623-8403 is the phone number. Philip, appreciate it as always. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bills Fish Report brought to you by Trader Bills.